What's the matter, Brother Mac?
The horse is limping. I want to check its hooves.
Are we not close enough for a blacksmith to do it?
Close enough for us, maybe. But not close enough for the poor horse. Shouldn't take long now.
Very well. I'm going to close my eyes. I've not been sleeping well. Mac, you don't have to lift the entire horse to check the hooves. Mac?
You're much older than I expected.
Who might you be, then?
No one you want to know.
It's odd to have reached an age with a feeling of safety and security, only to have it undone in a moment.
Brother McCartan was there as your protection, wasn't he?
He was. But they took him by surprise. Him, they left unconscious with the cart. Me, they put in chains with a hood over my head and took me off to a hut. This hood smells like a man's armpit. Would you mind taking it off? I do it myself, but...
I don't suppose it matters to himself. There you go. How's your head?
It hurts.
I shouldn't have hit you so hard, but they said you're full of vigor, so I didn't want to take a chance.
So, are you robbing me then?
No. My master wants to have a word with you, that's all. Depending on your answer, he'll likely as not kill you.
Get out.
Happy to oblige if you'll undo the chain.
Not you, it.
Did I do something wrong?
You're breathing. Get out.
My name is Regatus.
A Roman name.
Do I look like one of the barbarians you've been spending your life with?
Well, it has been a long time since one of those barbarians attacked me.
I wanted to make a strong impression about how serious we are.
So what are you so serious about?
I am a steward for a man named Caroticus.
I have heard of him.
You'll hear more. There is wealth and power here. He wants his share of it. Well, he wants all of it, actually. He's been watching you. You have a lot of power, second only to the High King Leary. So Caroticus wants to know, are you his friend or his enemy?
Kidnapping me is hardly the way to make me feel friendly.
I have a decree here for your death, signed by him, to be used whenever I decide.
A decree from Caroticus in Britain has no authority here.
It does when you're chained up and no one knows where you are.
Well, you better kill me then.
Wouldn't I like to? Look at you, a Roman Briton who chose to live with these people, if I can call them people. And you've gone native. You talk like them now. Caroticus says it's what makes you so valuable. I think it's indicative of your weakness. Are you his friend or his enemy? Be his friend, and he'll share the spoils with you. Be his enemy, and... well, you'll have me to thank for your death.
Is that it?
That's it. Except for the surprise we have for you later. To show how very serious we are.
Regatus put the hood back on my head and had his men take me to the nearest village. From there I walked on to one of our communities on the coast of the Western Sea. I was sad, not because of what had happened with Regatus, but because I'd missed the baptism rite for our new converts. We had 200 or 300 of them, all gathered by the water. What I didn't know was that the soldiers of Caroticus got there before me. I can think of no other time in my life when I felt such rage and grief. There was no recompense nor justice for the many dead. Not in this life. I sent a messenger to Caroticus and demanded the return of the many men and women he'd taken as slaves. He laughed and sent him back with only this message. Are you my friend or my enemy?
Surely you knew Caroticus would spurn any demands from you.
I had hoped to appeal to him as a Roman. I'd heard he'd professed the Christian faith. Well, maybe that was for political expediency. So I sent a letter to his soldiers to be read by a priest in his presence.
What did you say in your letter?
I excommunicated him.
You don't have the authority.
All the same, Bishop Jerome, I did it.
Patrick, are you sure your issue with Caroticus isn't a conflict of power? You don't want anyone else encroaching on the empire you've built for yourself in Hibernia.
Have you not been listening to me throughout your inquiry? Have you not heard what we've been doing for the gospel of Jesus Christ?
What I've heard is that you've used great wealth to influence all of the kings and chieftains of Hibernia. Over the past 80 years, you've established communities all over the country, each one a thriving business with crops and cattle workers and craftsmen. You've amassed a lot of wealth.
Whatever we earn goes back to the communities.
You've never benefited personally?
Never.
Then how do you explain a list of personal attendants that includes a protector, a psalmist, a chamberlain, a bell ringer, a cook, a brewer, a chaplain, 2 waiters, a charioteer, someone to provide firewood, a cowherder, blacksmiths, 3 artisans, 3 embroiderers?
They are not my personal assistants. They travel with me into new regions where we establish churches. They provide the sacramental items for the Mass. They work and they minister to those we convert. The others teach the community how to raise cattle and harvest crops.
And what of the treasure you received from the kings and chieftains to ensure God's blessing and protection?
I received no treasure. They offered it because it's a tradition from the Druids, but I refused. I can't sell God's blessing or protection. No one can. My refusal offended many. Some chieftains considered it a slap in the face. One put me in chains with the intention of executing me. The Lord God released me. Bishops, allow the brothers to take you around the country. See for yourself the churches and schools and monasteries that we have established. And show me where I've taken anything for myself.
Would that I had the time.
Bishop Festus, he's here.
Thank you, Deacon. Patrick, tell me about the women. The ones in your communities who consider themselves virgins for Christ.
They have committed themselves to lives of purity as they live and serve our Lord.
You're in regular contact with them?
I am, as their bishop.
Is that all?
I do not like what you are suggesting, Bishop. I am a committed celibate. Are you accusing me of something?
I want to establish the purity of your life and intentions. Are you the kind of man who would take advantage of your position for personal gain or pleasure?
I am not.
Have you ever?
I have not.
Acacius, bring him in.
Yes, Bishop.
Him? Who is it?
A friend from long ago. You'll remember Brother Tertius, I'm sure.
Tertius is here? Well, to what purpose? He has never been to Hibernia before. What can he know of my work here?
Not here.
Brother Patrick.
Brother Tertius.
You've grown old.
Please, yes. Sit down, Brother Tertius. You'll have time for pleasantries later.
Yes, Bishop.
Brother Tertius, you first befriended Patrick when he was journeying through Gaul?
I was on my way to the abbey founded by Honoratus on the island of Laurent.
You and Patrick became close as you travelled, confided in one another.
Yes.
Bishop, what does any of this have to do with your inquiry?
Brother Tertius, didn't Patrick confide in you about a girl in Britain named Sophie?
Sophie?
There was a girl named Sophie, yes.
Were they betrothed?
No.
But they had been close.
What young Roman isn't close to a woman? Or many women at that age?
Bishop, I have already admitted I was ignorant, even rebellious about the Christian faith. Things like purity were not part of our culture.
I'm not challenging your youthful transgressions. It's what happened after that. Sophie had another suitor, a young man named Silenus, who loved her and hoped to marry her. Isn't that what Patrick told you, Brother Tertius?
Yes.
Yes. He admitted to you that, though he didn't love Sophie nor intended to marry her, he fought Silenus.
There was a fight, yes.
Motivated by his own selfishness, he fought Silenus and crippled him. The young man would never walk again.
Stop.
Brother Tertius, what became of Silenus?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Silenus died at the hands of Hibernian pirates. Why? Because he couldn't defend himself properly. They murdered him rather than take him as a slave.
By what right do you bring this up? To what purpose?
To show how, from your youth, you've done whatever was necessary to get what you wanted. You destroyed Silenus and used your position to protect yourself from the consequences. As a man, you have spent years doing the same in Hibernia. You have manipulated your work for the church to satisfy yourself. You've used your position to protect yourself. You have dishonored...
I have heard enough. I am finished with this.
We'll adjourn until tomorrow. If he dares to return...
Wait, please.
Tertius, I'm grateful to you. You have taught me the true meaning of the adage, don't show your skin to a person who won't cover it.
Patrick.
How can you do it, Tertius? What have you to gain by betraying me?
Betraying you? I came to help you.
It was my confession.
Well, strictly speaking, it was not a confession. Since a bishop wasn't present, the new rules
have... Stop! Strict or not, you told him my most private admission. In what world did you think that that would ever help me?
Look, I met Festus in Rome. When he learned I knew you, he asked a lot of questions. He said there were rumors spreading about you, that you were building your own empire in Hibernia. Men in power were concerned. Some were seeking to have you defrocked. He pressed me, and in my desire to help him understand you better, I told him about your confession. My point was that you, in your desire for holiness, had confessed your wrongdoings to set things right.
Oh, I have spent most of my life serving our Lord. I labored freely and diligently in all things for the salvation of the pagans. And to this end, to see a man like Caratacus butcher and enslave my people... And a man like Festus accused me of scandal. And now the shame of my youth burns in me anew.
Brother Tertius, the bishop would like to speak with you.
I'm speaking with the bishop now.
Bishop Festus, if you please.
Oh, coming.
Tertius, I've endured the oppression of pagan kings. I have fought pagan gods. Nothing wounds as deeply... as the blade of a friend.
I'm sorry, Patrick. Your Grace.
You did very well today, Brother Tertius.
Did I?
Your testimony fills the missing piece for my report to the Holy Father. What I need now is an open admission by Patrick. I'll expect your help again.
How?
Sign the report. Show that you stand by your testimony.
I don't stand by it. You twisted my words.
You surprise me, Tertius. When we met in Rome, I thought we were of the same mind about saving the church from people like Patrick.
Is that what we're doing? Saving the church?
Yes. We're saving her from backwood, ignorant, mule-headed men who rise beyond their station. Patrick's success in Hibernia will ensure that more men like him are made bishops. Unchecked, they will lead the church. And what of the learned and the wise, the ones who should take the church into the future?
People like us, you mean?
Yes. We will be relegated to subordinate, even servile work. We'll be set aside, sent to parishes.
I have been a parish priest for a very long time now, Bishop.
It is beneath your abilities.
It is the heart of the church.
Perhaps so, but it's the head that must lead. You've been overlooked for too long. Brother Tertius should be Bishop Tertius. And you will become a bishop if you hold firm tomorrow.
Is that a promise?
It is. Brother Tertius, are you with me?
Bishop, I will do whatever I must for our Lord and his church.
A good answer.
God, my Saviour, my Judge, I am dishonored. I cannot endure this shame. I'm an old man. Take me from this place. Free me from this humiliation. And guard my mission, not for my sake, but for the sake of the fragile and the weak who may give up on you because of me.
Bishop?
What now, Brother Secundinus?
I've been given a message for you, to be read immediately.
Thank you.
And Mac Cormac is here.
Mac? I did not send for him.
He said he has important news for you. About Caroticus.
If Bishop Patrick is in a better frame of mind to discuss the accusations, we'll proceed.
I am here to serve, Bishop Festus.
Bishop Jerome, I anticipate that this will be the last day of our inquiry. Acacius will give us the written document and recommendation for us to sign.
Of course, Your Grace. I will deliver it to the Holy Father personally.
Acacius, where is Brother Tertius?
I'll send someone to find him, Your Grace.
While we wait, Bishop Festus, allow me to explain more about the sins you brought up from my youth. I will confess all about Silenus.
Are you ready, Acacius?
Yes, Your Grace.
With great sadness, I admit that Silenus was a suitor for Sophie. One day in the woods, he cornered me. He was determined to kill me to win her hand. I defended myself only, wanting only to stop him. He fell hard onto a fallen tree trunk and broke his back. From then on, he couldn't walk. Later, he bitterly claimed that I had ambushed him. It wasn't true.
Did the elders in your town also determine that it wasn't true?
They did.
Because of your father's standing as a decurion, his position saved you.
It did not. He recused himself from the decision, offering no advice nor influence in the matter. The elders heard both sides and rendered judgment. All the same, I felt responsible and still do. If there was anything I could have done to make amends, I would have. Silenus and his family refused help. Yet by the grace of God, I have found forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
We count on the forgiveness of God. But the forgiveness of men is another matter. By your own admission, you are guilty of the death of Silenus. Were it within my power, you would not have been allowed to become bishop. And if it is within my power, you will not continue to be a bishop.
Before you press your case to have me defrocked, I have a witness of my own to present.
What witness?
Brother Secundinus, bring in Brother Mac.
Yes, Your Grace.
I'll remind Bishop Jerome that Mac Cormac is Patrick's personal protector.
Not mine alone, as we shall see. Here he is. Sit down, Brother Mac.
Thank you, Your Grace. Well, all of Your Graces, it would seem.
Brother Mac, please tell them who is staying at our community even now.
That would be a man named Rogatus.
Rogatus?
You know him?
I know of him by your testimony.
Then you also know that he is a steward of Caroticus, doing his bidding here in Aera. He came to our community for protection.
Protection from whom?
The High King. His Highness King Leary is not pleased that Caroticus and his soldiers raided the coast, murdered my people, and enslaved many others.
The High King is not a Christian.
But he is concerned for the people of his realm, be they Christian or not. He set out to capture Rogatus. Rogatus came to us because... what did he say, Brother Mac?
He said he knew you were here, Bishop Festus. He said you'd help him, personally.
What? Why? Well, why would I help him?
Well, let us ask Rogatus himself, shall we? Secundinus, bring him in.
Yes, Your Grace.
This is a distraction. Patrick, you're trying to turn this inquiry on me.
Am I now? I believe this is the real point of this inquiry.
Your Graces, this is Rogatus.
Go away, you little man. There you are, Festus. Caroticus is expecting you to help me.
Sit down, Rogatus.
I'm not interested in sitting down. I want to get out of this infernal country before King Leary puts my head on a stick.
Now, why would he want to do that?
You know why. This wouldn't be an issue if you'd agreed to cooperate. And you, Festus, will have to explain why you've not responded to the messengers from the master.
Well, he's been busy.
This is absurd. None of this is true.
Are you calling me a liar?
Bishop Jerome, this is a ruse. These two men have conspired.
I've conspired with Rogatus, the man with a decree to kill me?
Why am I here, Festus?
You're here to answer a simple question. Was Festus instructed by Caroticus to impugn my work so that Festus could become the Bishop of Era?
Well, Patricius... You wouldn't cooperate, so we made other plans.
This is not the purpose of this inquiry. We are talking about Patrick's confession and Brother Tertius's testimony. Where is Brother Tertius?
He's gone, Bishop Festus.
Where's he gone?
To Rome.
Rome? What did you do, Patrick? Bribe him to leave?
In the same way you attempted to bribe him with a bishopric if he helped you slander me.
You have no right to talk to me that way. Not you, of all people. These pagans are stupid enough to be impressed by you, but those with any degree of education see that you are nothing. Nothing. Not a Roman, not a Briton. You don't deserve to be a bishop. Look at you. What exactly are you?
I am a man of the land of Era. It is not much to you, but before God and the people I love, it is who I am.
Festus, are you going to get me out of here or not?
Stop talking, Rogatus! I want to bring this inquiry back to order. Now, with or without Tertius, there is enough evidence here...
Bishop Festus!
Yes, Bishop Jerome?
Adjourn this meeting now.
What? Adjourn? But we haven't finished!
Yes, your work is finished.
Yes, Your Grace.
Where was I, Secundinus?
We shall rise one day in the brightness of the sun that is the glory of Christ Jesus, our Redeemer.
I remember now. For that sun which we see rising for us each day at his command will never rule, nor will its splendor continue forever. And all those who adore that sun will come to a miserable end. We, who believe in and adore the true Son, that is Christ, will never perish, nor will those who do his will perish, but will abide forever, just as Christ will abide forever, living with God the Father Almighty and with the Holy Spirit before the ages began and now for all the ages of ages. Amen. I hope those who believe in and have reverence for God, if they happen to read this writing by Patrick, a sinner without learning, will never say that whatever little I did or made known to please God was done through ignorance. Instead, you can judge and believe in all truth that it was a gift of God. This is my confession. Did you get that, Secundinus?
I did, Your Grace. It is worthy of the great Augustine himself.
Hardly, hardly. Now, please see that it is given to Bishop Jerome to be taken to the Holy Father. In case there are any further doubts about my work here.
Yes, Brother Patrick.
Has anyone found Bishop Festus?
He and Regatus disappeared in the night.
Well, pack up then and tell Brother Mac to prepare.
Where are we going?
I don't know. God knows. Though, there is an island off the west coast as yet untouched by the message of the gospel. Caher Island, it's called.
It's a long way, brother.
By the grace of God, I've come a long way. And will go further still. Until he calls me home.
Augustine Institute Radio Theater is a production of the Augustine Institute. The Trials of St. Patrick was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Sound design was crafted by Nate Jones. Music composed by Jared DePasquale. And our producers were Dave Arnold and Philip Glassboro. Our cast included John Rhys Davis as Elder Patrick, Sean T. O'Malley as Younger Patrick, Guy Siner as Bishop Festus, Dame Sean Phillips as Anna, Patrick Kennedy as Tertius, Jade Williams as Sophie, Robert Young as Honoratus, Ian Cullen as Victor, Stephen Greif as Miliuk, Elizabeth Council as Droost, Julian Wadham as Calpurnius, Hugh Fraser as Elder Tertius, Richard Gibson as Bishop Amator, Gary Whelan as Germanus, Niall Buggy as King Leary, and Ian McNeice as Lucet Male, and the multi-voice talents of Tom Alexander, Robert Benfield, Susie Bran, Nick Burnell, Tom Chennell, Hamish Clark, Chris Emmett, John Fagan, Emma Flett, Harry Gostalone, Andrew Harrison, Michael Hockey, Dominic Hecht, Sally Ann Law, Teo Maggs, Gary Martin, Gerard McCarthy, Peter Morton, David Oakley, Amaka Okafor, Cecily O'Neill, Stuart Pendred, Daniel Philpott, Louis Philpott, Mark Prentice, Joe Rackman, Michael Shea, Philip Sherlock, David Simeon, Howard Stableford, Richard Sims, Simon Treves, Christina Walker, Andrew Williams, and Sam Wolfe. For more information about this production or the many resources from the Augustine Institute, go online to airtheater.org.